Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip for Tuesday, the 29th of January. As usual, let's just get straight into the bets first for the people who want to just listen and move on. The horse is in the 155 at Newcastle. It is Lord du Mesnil, again a front running type in this race against a couple ahead of it in the betting in Nesta Park and Sam's Adventure. The market's quite weak at the moment. Lord du Mesnil is sitting at 6.6 on the backside, 7 on the lay side. Not a lot of money there. I see it being between the first three in the betting, and the other two like to sit in behind. So I'm hoping that this one over the 2 mile 6 gets out in front. Had a couple of good runs pre-Christmas. Went to Cheltenham, struggled a bit, but has had a wind up since. So I'm hoping that that has perked it up and we get a good run. Given all that, I'm going for a 20% in running. So the same format. Lord du Mesnil, I will back it just before the off and then try and green up at a price 20% lower. And hopefully we get a good run from it. Football-wise, I've got a couple of small mentions. Fancy Man United versus Burnley for a first half goal late on. So if it's 0-0 after sort of 20 minutes, you may want to look at that and get in at a low risk. And Portimonense versus Chaves in Portugal for a second half goal. If the second half correct score price is 4.6 or under, only if it's 4.6 or under. So, for example, if it's 1-0 to Portimonense and it's 4.6 for the correct score at that time or lower, then that's a game I would be looking at for a second half goal, waiting a little bit and feeding the stake in later on in the match at lower odds. We did get caught out with Granada the other day. I realised that with the red card. Unfortunately, it didn't go to plan. Somebody did ask me on Twitter and I said that I would go in, but I left it a lot later. I went in sort of well under even money, so I had very low risk in that game. Literally how you play these is up to you. As I say, they're just mentioned. So Man United, Burnley for a first half goal. Portimonense for a second half goal, if it's 4.6 or under. The main trade of the day is Blackpool versus Wickham over 2.5 goals. And a lot of people are going to look at this and think, wow. But I will be backing over 2.5 goals. I'm going to be backing it pretty much right on kickoff for I'm going to have a half point and I'm going to break that into three. So I'm going to have a bit on just before kickoff. It's about 2.4, the over 2.5. And then another bit after 10 minutes and another bit after 18 minutes. So I'll all be matched up after that sort of 18, 19 minute mark. And as usual, I will remove any liability on the under 2.5 when a goal goes in. If we get it early enough, I will green up across the two. It's purely a price-based thing. The price is too high. It's 2.4 for the over 2.5. I know, you know, a lot of people will look at the stats, and I'll cover that in the bid in a minute. So the horse is in the 155 at Newcastle, Lord du Mesnil. The football trade, main trade, is Blackpool versus Wickham over 2.5 goals from kickoff in three stages. So those of you who want to disappear now, you're more than welcome, and let's go into this in a little bit more detail. I want to start with the horses first. A couple of questions on Twitter yesterday, because that horse shortened up quite a bit pre-race from the 7 in the morning. At one stage it was sort of trading in around 5.0 pre-race. And I got a message on Twitter, do I still play that? Yes, I do. It's 20% of the price just before the off is what I do. I'm not really interested pre-race on the value and whether people have steamed in. It's the profile of the race, the profile and the way this race is going to run, that I'm picking a horse that is more than likely going to shorten. Of course, they don't all shorten, and everyone has so far, but as soon as I mention one that doesn't, I'm sure the abuse will come. But it is literally the profile of the way the race is going to be run. So this horse today, I'm expecting it to be up there and shorten. It's only got a couple of real big challenges. So I don't really pay any attention to what's happening in the morning market. If it does shorten from 6.8 to 5, that doesn't really bother me. I'm sure there's some people who back it when the podcast comes out and probably can almost green up before the race on horses like that yesterday. But it is a strategy based on how the race will be run more than I'm picking a horse to win and I need to get the price. in doing the football this morning, as I say, I looked at all the leagues. We've got a couple of good games in League One, Luton playing Portsmouth near the top, and League Two, Forest Green are playing Mansfield. In doing that, incidentally, I noticed that every team, the top of every league, Premier League, Championship, League One, League Two, and even the National League, the leading team starts with an L. Liverpool, Leeds, Luton, Lincoln, Leighton Orient, quite unusual. But I couldn't find any real value in the games today. Wickham, I did fancy a little bit away at Blackpool, but I'm choosing to play the 2.5. So the 2.5 in that game, as I say, is about 2.4. This is, and it is purely a price thing. A lot of you will see on Twitter, it seems to be an absolute plethora of it now. The selection is XYZ, and they've had 5 out of 6 games that have been over 2.5, and the away team have had 5 out of 6 games that have been over 2.5, and they're the games that people want to play, because they're taking it that, oh well, if they've had 5 out of 6 over 2.5, the next one will probably be over 2.5. It's backward thinking. The one thing with these 2.5 stats, 1.5 stats, there's no hiding them. Everybody can see them. The whole world has got access to them in a couple of mouse clicks. It doesn't take long to have a quick look and find them. And it is mug punter thinking. That's what happens. And invariably, the price that gets backed into a price you'd probably want to lay it rather than back it. And this is sort of the reverse of that. This is a team where Blackpool versus Wickham, where you actually look at the 2.5 stats and people will look at it, and if I put this on Twitter, oh, they haven't been over 2.5 for XYZ games and this and the other. They haven't, but the price is there now, because what happens is the price keeps rising every game they don't go over 2.5. The price keeps rising to a stage where you actually want to be involved in it, and that's why I want to be involved today. It's sort of, those of you who've been with me a long time remember my lays of Liverpool, you know, before Liverpool have started to perform better in the last couple of years. Liverpool were always overbacked. They were always lower than they should be. So they were a lay pretty much every single week. And it was very profitable to do so, because the price just got backed in, and they weren't good enough for that price in those games. And this is the reverse of that. The price on this outcome is higher than it should be, in my opinion, from my figures. So that's why I want to be involved. It doesn't mean it's going to win. I'm hoping that we get a trading opportunity out of it, but it should never be that price pre-kickoff, and that is the only sort of reason that I get involved. So hopefully, you know, when you're looking at picking bets and you're following people, you'll pay that in mind a little bit more. All this 5 out of 6 and 80%, you know, and there's people selling big products on this, and it's not for me to say what anybody should do, but in my opinion, it is complete and utter nonsense. It's all to do with... I'm just amazed on Twitter how much price isn't talked about. It is all to do with price. So that's why we're involved in Blackpool-Wigan today. Blackpool-Wickham, sorry. Man United-Burnley, as I say again, the first half goal is a price thing, but I'm just going to give it 25-30 minutes and have a look and see what happens there. If United come out how they have been playing, I imagine they'll get that early goal. And I don't want to be involved at 1.3, but if I can get in a bit later at 2.4, 2.5 and upwards, if it's still 0-0, sort of 25 minutes onwards, then I will have a look. And the Porto Menezes Chavez, again, that's just a profile game for a second half goal, and the price under 4.6. So if the half-time score was 5 or 6, I wouldn't be interested, because, again, the price would be too big for that. So I'm looking at a price of 4.6 and under. So hopefully you understand a little bit more about that thinking. So the horse is Lord de Mesnil, 155 Newcastle, 20% trade for me that will be. The main football trade is Blackpool versus Wickham, over 2.5 goals tonight. And I'll be going in at kickoff and dripping my bet in the first sort of 18-19 minutes, and then looking to trade that and green up if I can. Man United, Burnley, first half goal mention. Porto Menezes, Chavez, second half goal mention. Best of luck to you, and I'll be back tomorrow where we've got some further midweek football. Good luck.